and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. Does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Amazing question. You can, we have every way that you can watch and support the show by listening on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. If you're running around busy doing whatever it is you're doing, and you can podcast, but you can be listening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live. On your iPhone or iPad, and you can podcast, but you can call TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing, huh? Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Make America great again! Make America great again! Make America great again!
People of this country are being violated because all of our privacy is being taken up by Elon Musk.
Why, you're getting nervous, man.
And we don't know what all they have on us.
Guilty.
Make America great again! Make America great again!
I ain't got no goals. I was born to stay in the hood. The government gonna take care of me. All I gotta do is have 8 kids and I'm Gucci.
I mean, come on, stop with the ghetto crap. I'm done with the ghetto. I've had it up to here with ghetto.
Nice. Amazing. Amazing. It's the Anchor Baby put all that together, folks. The Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby host. It's Valentine's Day. And happy Valentine's to all the ladies out there. I was thinking about Valentine's, and I saw it on the local news yesterday that it was coming up. And they were talking about how much money the businesses are going to make this year for Valentine's, selling flowers and everything. And I realized that Valentine's is about nothing but making buku money. They have whomever came up with the idea of Valentine, they were a businessman, and they decided make the women feel good, make the guys feel good by buying the women flowers and candy, and the women would pretend they love the man would pretend they love the woman. And the company will make buku money. It's just a one-day thrill, and then the next day the flowers die. And then the next day you're back in your misery. But it was who started Valentine's Day?
I have no clue.
We don't know how it got started?
I'm trying to remember. I thought I heard maybe a Hake report some time ago describing who thought of it. Maybe it was a saint. Wasn't it a saint, Valentine?
A saint? What do you mean?
It might have some religious significance.
One of those Hail Mary people?
Mm-hmm.
A saint, like a Catholic person?
Yep. But I'm not saying that that's where it came from. I'm saying it might have a connection.
And then, was he a businessman?
That was a good question.
Because it's totally an ego day.
I was thinking about how women run the most purchasing decisions. I heard that advertising is pointed towards them. Was it always like that, Jesse?
That's a good question. Yeah, it had to be, because in the good old days, men never went shopping unless they went for some corn for the cows, hog to feed the animals. But they never went shopping and buying flowers and candies and all that kind of stuff. So it must be, primarily a woman thing. But whomever started Valentine's Day, they were a genius business person, because it is strictly ego, and it's strictly temporary, and it's quick money for the business. Amazing. And men, due to their fear of the woman, they line up and spend their money on Valentine's Day. But happy Valentine. So I'm being told, let's see here, by Hake, there was a Christian saint named Valentine, originated as a Christian feast day honoring a martyr named Valentine, according to Wikipedia. This was in the 1700s A.D., 700 A.D., the day became associated with romantic love in the 14th and 15th century. It is a money-making, quick money-making deal. You see Mexicans all up and down the road selling flowers on the end of the freeway and on the corners. What a mess. But you going to buy your girlfriend some flowers in it?
First Mexican I see.
Nice. Another thing I noticed that is prevalent now that was not happening when men were men, boys were boys and men were men. I noticed now when men go to work, they take their wives everywhere they go. I'm looking at J.D. Vance must be a beta, the vice president, when it comes to his wife, because he's traveling around the world. Everywhere he go, she's there, and they're dragging these little young kids along with him. He appears to have three children with her, and she's going with him with the kids on her hip. And it's over in Germany right now, I believe, and they were getting off the plane. It's snowing, like not going north. I believe in Germany. And Cole, and here she is with a kid, little kids, on her hip, and J.D. out there trying to do his work as vice president. Why does he make her stay home with those kids? Why does she have to be there dragging those kids around like that rather than being home homeschooling them or something? And I think she's supposed to be a lawyer, so ain't no way J.D. gonna make her stay home. It looked like J.D. is a beta when it comes to his wife. I notice a lot of preachers do the same thing. They make their wives vice preachers and all that mess, and she has to go everywhere they go because they are too afraid to make her stay home and watch over the house and raise the kids and make breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and clean the house. She got to be with him. And JD's doing. Have you noticed that about JD, Nick?
Totally. And
What's she doing? She ain't gonna be talking to the dignitaries.
He has to because he can't tell her to stay home.
Huh?
It has to be because he can't tell her to stay home.
I'm sure that's what it is. Amazing.
But I can't say I caught it like you did. I'm really seeing it now. But I totally see him with Usha everywhere.
Yeah, I saw it. So I recognized it when he was campaigning. And then when they won, she was there every night, every day it appears with him. And now he's traveling to try and do his job, go to work. She's right there. And it's not like the kids are adults or teenagers. They're little children. And she's walking around with them. Is she a Mexican?
She's Indian.
Oh, she walking around with the kids on her hip.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Usha now that you mentioned it.
He need to leave Usha at home to raise the children while the man go to work. But I bet he can't make Usha stay home. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Did y'all hear that gold prices just hit another all-time high? Gold prices going through the roof. And I've been warning you for the last 5 months or so. Get your gold and get your gold now. And some of you are doing it, but some of you are a little slow about it while the gold prices are going through the roof. In fact, it's up. It's up 11% since the beginning of the year. Gold. Get your gold. It's going to go through the roof. And you can learn more about it by going to Gold Co. All right? We have a special promo for my listeners. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match and bonus ever. It's a promo for a special promo for my listeners. And so I recommend you learn more about gold by going to jessielovesgold.com. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, lovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. All right? I'm just telling you, according to the report, gold just hit an all-time high. In fact, it's up over 11% since the beginning of the year. So get your gold. Trump is in office, so you can get your gold. All right? Amazing. I want to give you one quick example of evil, and then I will take your calls and your super chats. Evil, anger is evil. Anger is evil, and evil is anger. And anyone who has anger does not have peace. You don't have perfect peace at all. And yet you justify anger. It's amazing that that happens. Anger is of your father, the devil. It controls you. It makes you think and do things that you regret. And this is from The Independent. A teenage girl and her boyfriend allegedly killed her grandmother and ramshacked her Texas home after the woman refused to let the pair spend the night at her house. Watch this from KPRC2.
While on the run, investigators say the teens reached out to several people for help and even crashed at a man's house in League City. I spoke with a couple who says they noticed the teens whispering as they walked by, and they even left behind their dog. Brooke and Theo Paxton say this dog named Salem belonged to teen couple Uriah Urich and Tara King, both accused of killing Tara's grandmother, Tammy King. While on the run, the teens crashed at a man's League City apartment next door to the Paxtons. The teens were ultimately captured in Laredo days after King's body was found. Investigators say the teens shot King before ransacking her Bay Cliff home and transferring hundreds of dollars to themselves from her Cash App. The teens cut and dyed their hair, hoping to disguise themselves. Records show the couple admitted to a friend they killed King while high on meth. The teens are currently being held in the Galveston County Jail without bond. And during this investigation, we've learned that Uriah's mother told investigators that she believed her son was capable of murder and that Tara wanted her grandmother to die.
Amazing, huh? Evil. Can't you see them in their imagination high? And Satan telling you, this old woman won't let y'all stay here. You might, if it's true, allegedly they did this, you might as well take her life. Take it. I suggest you overcome your imagination, but you can stay in it if you like. Those thoughts are not yours, and they're not from the Creator, God. Amazing, huh? 888-7753-773. It is happening to everybody in the world. You may not go out and kill grandma, but you're killing yourself. You're killing yourself. You are not in control. Amazing. Let me go to Scotland and talk to Andrew. Andrew, you're on the line. Welcome to the show. Andrew?
Good afternoon, Jesse.
Hey, Andrew.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Hold on, Andrew. We got to get it straight. Skyler, a first-time caller out of Texas. Skyler, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Skyler.
How's it going?
All is well.
I was listening to you talk about J.D. Vance and him bringing his wife along.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, when did they start giving the president's wife a job at the White House? Like, was that a thing when you were growing up?
When did they give her a job?
Uh-huh.
What's her job at the White House?
Don't they assign, doesn't she have to do stuff? doesn't she work?
The only thing I know they do, they put up the Christmas tree. They go out with the kids on Easter to find Easter eggs. They welcome the people to the house. They do what the wife should be doing.
Okay. You know what? I think I got confused because I was thinking Kamala had the border job, and I was like, oh, wait, she's not the first lady. So
right.
Yeah. I was thinking.
Amazing.
But, can I answer the biblical question?
Does Satan know God?
The Bible says he who does not love does not love God. Or does not know God. He who does not love does not know God. So Satan does not know God.
Interesting. I appreciate that, Skylar. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. So JD is a beta with his wife, it appears. He doesn't seem to be able to make her stay home and raise his little kids. Amazing. Let me try Andrew again from Scotland. Andrew, let's try it again.
Hello.
Hey, Andrew.
Hi, can you hear me?
No.
I've heard that one before. That means yeah, doesn't it?
Amazing.
It's not a big deal phone call. Last time I phoned you, it was a big deal. This isn't a big deal, but I wanted to give some pushback on your opinions on dogs that you were giving us the other day, because I was listening at work, but I got home in time to phone you.
Okay. I said that it's evil what human beings have done to weaken and destroy animals, dogs, cats, whatever the pet is. They dress them up in clothes. When the dogs are walking around with them, they carry the dogs. They have taken away the dog's natural God-given ability to survive in the wilderness. And they have done to the animal, or they are doing to the animals what they have done to a human being. They are destroying, and they call it love. They're destroying the animals, and they call it love.
Yes.
And you say?
I say, I agree with you when you see that, and they've got little shoes on and all that, and they're being carried around. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But animal husbandry and domesticating animals is part of God's plan for us, and I just wanted to reel off some of the reasons why. So
okay.
You've got guide dogs for the deaf and the blind. You've got dogs that can detect cancers. You've got transport from huskies. You've got police dogs catching criminals, army dogs that do more intricate stuff. You've got sheep dogs, mountain rescue dogs. They're good company for the old folk and lonely losers. And some dogs are even telepathic. And none of that would have happened if we didn't domesticate the animal to be able to use the animal correctly.
So you say animals should be used to make a lonely person feel better?
I knew that would be the one that you picked out. I knew you'd pick that one out, but I don't see why not. But forget that. I could have scrapped that one, the loneliness.
Okay.
That's why I said lonely losers underneath.
Right. And let me ask about, so you're saying that dogs are being used for police and all that kind of stuff, right? Military. But do they treat the dogs like little children, clothing them, housing them, and caring them?
No, they're using natural instincts that are already there in the dog, but we have to domesticate them to get that out of them. So hardly any of these dogs, except for the ones used for transport and a couple of other things there, they all live inside. None of them live outside, so they can't really live outside to do these tasks, I guess. So there has to be like a give and take between animal husbandry and turning them into, like, you know, what you were saying, like turning them into little gay idols that you carry around. And,
yeah, when I was thinking of animals, I'm looking at these people, these men and women who are very insecure and they lack love, and they think that they love the dog and they think the animals love them, and they don't. And they're treating the animals in the way that they're treating their children, and they're destroying these animals under the false pretense that they love. I wasn't thinking of how these animals are being trained in the military and things like that.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I just wanted to give a little pushback, because if we didn't domesticate these animals and we left them out in the wild just as wolves and jackals, like another guy was saying, we'd never have recognized these talents that they have. We had to interact with them to get this out of them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I've seen that, but I wasn't thinking of that at the time.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, well, can I ask you my second question?
Yes, sir.
The second question is, I've got a friend, and she's been trying to stop smoking for a long time now, and it's getting bad for her now. She's getting ill. And one of the things I've suggested for her is hypnosis. And I found a Christian hypnotist, and I just wondered, what would Jesse think of that, me saying that to a friend? Why don't you try hypnosis?
You know, I've heard of people doing that. I don't know. I just know that there's a better way for her to overcome smoking, because the only reason she's smoking is that she has inner conflict. She's lost. She's limiting her ego, her imagination, and she's smoking to try to find peace. But if she were to start working on herself, overcoming the anger, staying present, the smoking would disappear. It would be taken away from her. She doesn't need it. But it sounds as though, I'm not sure, if she just go and see a hypnotist and he stop her smoking, she's still going to have the conflict. She's just going to find something else to use to run away from the conflict.
Well, she does the silent prayer and that, and she's done the forgiveness thing, but she's a bit mad as well, you know, like clinically mad, deranged a little bit. So I just thought that may be a decent idea.
Yeah, I can't say yes or no to it, but I do know if she dropped that anger, she will overcome the world. And you say she's mad?
Yeah, like crazy.
So she hasn't overcome her anger?
She says she has, but no, I don't think she has, no.
Can you have her call me?
I'll suggest it to her for sure. I have suggested that to her in the past, but she's all shy, you know. So, but I'll try, though. I'll certainly suggest that she calls you. Right?
Yeah, have her call me, and I'll talk to her. I can get more information from her and see what we can do to help her.
Understood. Brilliant. Well, thanks a lot for the chat.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Stanley out of Colorado. Stanley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Stanley.
Okay, I got two questions.
Yeah.
The first one is, how do we tell the difference between a thought and a calling from God?
Thought and a calling from God. A calling from God just happened naturally, and it happens without thinking about it. You just find yourself doing it. And you're not, and in doing what he will have you to do, you're not even thinking that it's a calling from God. It's like you just find yourself doing it naturally.
Okay. So, for example, if I thought to begin learning an instrument, that would not be God saying it. That would be me saying it because I didn't do it naturally.
If you think burning an instrument?
Learning an instrument.
Oh, learning an instrument. That would be, that thought is a practical thought that does come from God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, God directs our practical thoughts in the same manner he directs our understand wisdom, common sense thinking, without thinking.
Okay, so I guess then how would that be a practical thought to relearn an instrument, as in sound required for like the day-to-day like survival stuff?
I mean, he gives us the ability to enjoy things without escaping, trying to get a form of identity from it. Like, he gives us the ability to work, to take care of ourselves, to buy a home, to get a job, to do those things. Those, he put that in us so that we can survive on earth. And even with music, he made music that we might enjoy it, but not to escape and get a false God feeling from it.
Okay. So then, in that case, is there anything that couldn't be seen as practical thoughts?
Yeah. Can you hold for me for a minute?
Yeah.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5377-3. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., we have a brand new episode of the Joel Fridays, not on Fridays. He's, even though his name is Friday, he's not on Friday. Amazing. So we have a brand new episode at 11 a.m. instead of Joel Friday. Lisa Bloom, I spoke with her, and it was interesting. She's an author, attorney, and founder of our own firm, the Bloom Firm. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
We are one of the nation's largest and most successful civil rights law firms.
Do you fight for the rights for white people too?
We're talking about people of color.
And so are you married?
Oh, I've been married.
Did you obey your husband?
Why would I? Why doesn't he obey me?
Are you Christian?
No.
Are you Jewish?
Kind of, yeah.
Why would you trust women when they're crying, they're lying?
You sound very misogynist. Are you a narcissist, Jesse?
Right now,
people
I'm just
have the right.
Up.
I'm you... still talking. Okay. I almost feel
up.
Like you're punking me, Jesse. Oh.
It was amazing. Really, I had no idea it was going to be so interesting. At 11 a.m. today, and after the fatherstate.tv, you can support the Father State right there, too, thefatherstate.tv/donate or locals.com. After that, the American Anchor, baby. Energy everywhere at 12 noon on somewhere.
Rumble.com/AmericanAnchor, baby.
Rumble.com/AmericanAnchor, baby. All right. Amazing. 888, so, and then Sunday Morning Fellowship for All at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. rebuildingdemand.com/church. Come on down if you're in the area. Come on down, all right? Let me go quickly back to Stanley. So, Stanley.
Hi, Jesse.
Restate your question.
Yes, I want to reword it, actually.
Okay.
So then could it be said that any thought that comes into your mind that is for self-improvement is seen as practical?
No, because there's no such thing as self-improvement.
Okay. So then you cannot, I'm not sure how to learn an instrument.
You cannot improve yourself. So what?
Or go ahead. Keep going.
You cannot improve yourself.
You cannot improve yourself. Okay. So then, I'm still not clear then how learning an instrument is considered practical.
I mean, if you want to play a guitar just to be playing one, have some fun with it, that's fine. But if you want to learn to play because you are an emotional person and you're using music in that way as though God gave it to you to be emotional with, then that's where the problem is.
I see. Okay. So if there's an emotional ego thing attached to the thought, then it's not practical.
Right, if you're trying to use it to escape.
I see. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, and then my second question is, do we/should we ask God for direction?
No.
Like verbally or mentally say, please guide me on something.
No. If you be still and seek him, let go, he's going to do that naturally.
Okay.
And
so no need to ask for guidance on something or to...
The only thing you need to want to know is what's wrong. How can I overcome this, my confused life? You know, what's wrong with me? How can I get better? And he will start to show you and bring you out of the darkness of your imagination. Because you are not your thoughts, you're not your feelings, you're not your body.
Right. Okay.
So, you don't have to ask him for anything. You know, you can ask for more light, because once you start seeing what's going on, you're definitely going to want more light. You know, light. You can ask for more, but don't be all emotional about that either. Are you working on yourself?
Yes, I believe so.
Have you gone and forgiven?
I have.
You forgave your mother?
Yes.
How did that
go? I didn't do it in person. She doesn't want to see me anymore.
And so how were you able to forgive her?
I just did it in my heart, my head.
Oh, because she didn't want to meet with you?
Yeah. Oh. I reached out, and she doesn't want to talk to me anymore.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Just realize she's crazy. She can't help it.
Right.
I've
forgiven everybody, really.
Okay. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Every morning, every night.
Well, all you got to do is practice staying present, and everything will be made clear for you.
Okay.
But don't believe anything that your imagination tell you. That all thoughts are all lies all the time. Because when they tell you when it's time to eat dinner or breakfast or lunch or dinner, you're going to know what you want. You go and get your meal, and when you get the meal, you eat it, and you're done with that. You don't have to think about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
any
thought to tell you about the past or the future or who you are or who you're not, you got to let all that pass.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's all I had, Jesse.
You stay with it, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Just when I thought our time had passed. Amazing. Brandon, out of Canada, a first-time caller. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well.
So I've been listening to you for a while now, around 8 months or so. And, I fell upon you. I got to give a shout out to Get a Job.
Get a Job is amazing.
It's amazing.
Yes.
I was listening to you for the comedy of it. I found it pretty funny the way that you talk to people and being so honest with them and not knowing the underlying message that was hidden underneath in what you say, Jesse, and what Bond is doing for the world. And I started listening to you daily, and I followed through with your message. I practice being present. I'm doing the silent prayer as often as I, you know, can. I try to do it morning and night, but I deal with that battle every time, and that's part of it, I believe. And I forgave my mother. I moved away a couple of years ago, and I'm not living home anymore, so I was able to kind of be with myself and find myself and couple months ago, I followed through and I did it. I called my mom. I did it the beta way. I didn't face her. I called her.
What beta?
But I followed through with it, and she understood at that moment when I had that conversation. And then I forgave my father as well, and that conversation went well also. He kind of dealt with it a little bit more. He understood, but couldn't really respond to me because it was so deep. It hit him really deep. And just yesterday, it just so happened, my mom called me again. And we fell into this conversation where she was asking me how things were going. And just so happened that I mentioned that, you know, since I've had that conversation with you, I've truly been set free and I've been seeing things a lot clearer. And then it happened, Jesse. She said, what conversation? I said, the one that I forgave you. Forgave me for what? I was like, aha, there you are.
Yeah.
Found you.
Yeah.
So in that moment, I stopped. And I said, Mom, I'm going to FaceTime you. She said, okay. So we had a conversation, a long conversation. I FaceTimed her. I faced her. And I've dealt with the devil for about an hour. But I knew what it was. And I wasn't afraid this time. The first time, I probably would have been afraid. But I think maybe God helped her understand what I was saying the first time to let me go through this so that I could face her without fear. I did. And after an hour has passed of us kind of going through it and me spreading this message, of me sticking with truth, the devil sat down and we were able to have a real conversation about it. And it's truly profound what this message does, Jesse. You really struck a nerve in people. And it's special. So I want to thank you, man, for what you've been doing and what you've done. And congratulate you on Bond with 35 years of helping people and spreading this message.
You're welcome, man. You stay with it, though. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And all you got to do now is practice being present.
Yeah.
And if you get yourself caught up in your imagination thinking about the past or the future, just come back to realize your body. Come back to the present.
Yeah.
And your old nature will be destroyed. It will be taken away from you. And you will have a pure heart and a clear mind. It'll be amazing.
I see it already, Jesse.
Yeah.
It's changing as every day goes by, and it's truly amazing.
It is.
It really is.
It is the kingdom of heaven on earth. You stay with it. Amazing, man. Amazing story. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
And with that said, I do have one question.
Okay.
And I'd like to get more information and know how I can get involved and help Bond and help the message. And I know you're working on a 24/7 network with Punchy TV.
Right.
And I think this message needs to be spread, Jesse, here in Canada, just as in America and everywhere around the world. And I'd like to get involved if I can somehow. Now, I'm kind of, you know, don't know how the time constraints and things would work in my life currently, but I'm willing to make it work and take this call to spread this message.
Okay, hold on, and I want you to give my producer your contact information, and someone from my office will call you and see what we can do to work together.
Sounds amazing.
Amazing. So hold on. I'm going to have give Derek your contact information, all right?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Hold on. Amazing. I'm telling you, folks, if you want to be free, and you can, you got to come out of your prison. Out of your hell, you got to come out of the prison of your imagination and emotions. Emotions are evil. I was talking to a guy yesterday in counseling, and he is about to graduate and going through training to be a a worker at like a drug and rehab place, a counselor and things like that. And he was telling me that, now I forgot the exact amount percentage, but something like 80 to 90% or 70 to 80% of counseling and therapy is female. That these females are coming out of these schools as counselors and therapists and all that, and they are destroying the people by telling them that emotions are good. They encourage emotions rather than overcome it. And it's having a very negative impact on especially men today. I told you, every time you listen to the woman, you're going to suffer. But no, what do you push? The woman to be your leader. What a mess. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Adrian out of Florida. Adrian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, my gosh, Jesse. Hi, how are you?
All is well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been trying to get through to you, and I thought, man, maybe there's something wrong with my phone for like a month. I was like, I need to say Happy New Year before January's out and all kinds of stuff. I'm just so happy I got through. So something good's going to happen.
Right on.
I think.
A happy Valentine to you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. I don't care about Valentine's Day.
Right.
So, listen, I'm just so happy to even be on the phone with you. So I had a couple of things I wanted to say really quick.
All right.
One was someone was just on the phone mentioning about their friend trying to stop cigarettes. Well, I finally, and I had talked to you about that many times that I've called, and I finally put them down. And the reason I was able to put them down is because I say around December or something, someone had called in, and you said they could stop it, but I forgot what you said, but it clicked in my mind, and I was like, I'm trying to take the pain out of my chest when I smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
For years I've smoked. Anyway, I put them down. And it's trying to fight me. And, you know, I could see Satan saying all kinds of things, but I know it's all a lie. So now I just have to sit in the pain. And I realize that a lot of the pain in my life, it happens in my chest area. And so that's the place that I'm always trying to, you know, get rid of it with the cigarette. So I got a clue about that, and I'm thankful. I don't know what you said that day, but it clicked in my head. So it's been like almost 3 months now, and it's, you know, the beginning, but today I don't smoke. I'm not talking about tomorrow or anything like that. So thank you.
You're welcome. Smoking is not the problem. The problem is why you're smoking. You're smoking
exactly
to escape the pain. That's why people smoke.
Yeah, and the pain was always in my chest.
Yes.
And that's the place I'm trying to smoke it out the most. And it just clicked. So I'm so grateful for that.
Right on.
And the second thing is, I'm glad I didn't buy a ticket to try and go to the first women's meeting because of the fires, because I was there last year and I wanted to do it again this year. So that worked out. So it works when you say don't try to plan your future because you just don't know.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I'm trying to rush and get everything in. And then the second thing is I have to keep talking myself down off a cliff because I cannot stand the Democrats and the things that I am hearing people talk about today. It is just so amazingly hypocritical and stupid and dumb and just disgusting. But then I have to remind myself, so that's that same spirit in you, you know, with how ignorant you are and you still don't know everything and how you would talk and say things like if you knew the truth.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so that's the same spirit, but they are just, oh my gosh, Jesse, it's like you can hardly even, sometimes I can't even listen to you because I just don't want to hear these people or hear their antics. It's so ridiculous. Unbelievable.
You make a good point in that you realize that it's the same spirit that's in you that's in the Democrats. And so it's enough to see what's going on with them, but don't hate what's going on. Don't hate them. Don't be angry at what is happening. Because the same spirit that's in you is what's driving them, except you are working on yourself to overcome evil, where it doesn't appear that they're working on themselves at all. But this is human nature. What the Democrats are doing right now is human nature. It's in every human being on earth. And that's why you have to wake up so that you can overcome that evil. It's evil, and all they care about is power and money. And that's why they're having such a hissy fit. They don't want to lose their money, and they don't want to lose their what they think is power. It's perceived power, but it's not real.
Well, the other point to that is another thing that you always point out is that, you know, we don't need to be feeling sorry for other people.
That's right.
Or other things like that, because I think to myself, well, even though I'm still growing, I'm not there yet, I see that, like, just some things are just so stupid. It's like, well, why would you fall for that?
Yeah.
Why would you even think to even? So I don't feel sorry for you. And I'm starting to get what you mean by that.
Yes.
And it's not a mean thing. It's just for the sake of your life, you have to leave it alone because, I don't know how to say that. And then two more things, Jesse. Now, my mother, I've forgiven her. And even when I went to visit you in California last year at service, I still had, like, feelings and memories and things that would come up, and I still had hatred for her. So my aunt invited her to my house again because she's emotional. She just thinks everybody's supposed to stay in touch with everybody. And I let her come, and I told my mom again, you know, I'm really sorry for hating you.
What's
and so I feel different now. I feel
hold
like...
Hold on a minute.
Sorry.
It's fixed. Oh, Nick fixed my computer, too. It went down. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jesse.
No.
So I don't feel like she texts me every once in a while. I got in an accident, and she felt like texting me. I feel different this time. I don't feel anything about her now. Now I'm like, you look... I don't know how to describe that. But to anyone who's forgiven their parents and they think it doesn't work, and it does. I just think sometimes it takes time for it to sink in. I don't know. It's because
no, what it is, once you go and forgive her, your enemy, which is within your imagination and emotion, going to tell you, oh, you have not forgiven her. You're still angry. You're still this.
Yeah.
You got to stop identifying with those thoughts and let them pass so they can be taken away from you.
Yeah, that's I guess maybe I'm learning.
Yeah, that's not you telling you that you have not forgiven. It's not you telling you you're still angry. You got to, now the light of God is working in you to see that you are not those thoughts, you're not the feelings.
Yeah, I still have to keep telling myself that. You know, like, I used to get jealous of some people that would call in and be like, oh, I forgave my parents or I did this and now I'm this. But now I'm just like, you know what? I'm definitely not where I was, but I'm not the same as anyone else. And just because
that's right.
I'm not made perfect yet, or sometimes feelings come up or things like that, I'm just not on the same time frame as everyone else.
Yeah, compare yourself to anyone. You just live your life. Work on you and never try to be or compare yourself to anyone any way at all.
Anyway, I don't have anything real to talk about.
All right.
Oh, one more
thing. Thank you. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Hate news at the fake news.
You absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies and the suckers. And RFK, good news, I think. RFK Jr. has been confirmed to the HHS Secretary status, Health and Human Services. And this time it is actual health, perhaps. We'll see. And the beta vice president, perhaps beta vice president J.D. Vance, is meeting Zelensky in Munich, they say, today. That's in Germany. Zelensky being the Ukrainian unchristian president. Very nice. We're making progress on stopping the killing between Russia and the Ukraine, perhaps. And also good news, TikTok and CapCut are back on the Google Play and Apple App Store stores. Very cool, huh? So you can download TikTok again, you can update it, and you can get it. Thank you, President Trump, at least for 75 days here while he tries to work something out, which I think he will succeed. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Valentine's Day. It's also Get It Off Your Chest Friday, February 14th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, and he will get to your calls. Hang tight, those of you who are on hold. And we'll get to your super chats as well and more great stories. Call Me Nonsense Network says, Happy Valentine's Day, readers, and I'm the reader. So thank you, Call Me Nonsense. You are my friend. And the lovely roses that many of you will give or receive today have likely traveled thousands of miles to make it to the United States, they report, from farms in South America through customs, distribution centers, and eventually to your home. Wow. Anyway, real news, the Senate moving ahead with more of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's cabinet picks, setting up key votes next week. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. confirmed yesterday, Thursday, so exciting, to serve as the nation's Health and Human Services Secretary, despite his controversial, which anytime you see that word controversial by the mainstream media, that usually almost always means on the right direction, halfway reasonable. His controversial views on vaccines and public health, so-called communist buzzword, policy. Kennedy has vowed not to get rid of any vaccines, but says more research is needed. That's fair, right? Those closest to Trump have long believed that successfully pushing the president's nominees through the confirmation process would be crucial, a crucial early test of his strength on Capitol Hill with those Congress males and females, female congressmen. The Senate is expected to hold votes next week on Trump's picks for FBI director. Is that Kash Patel, that other Indian guy? Indian guy? Small Business Administrator, I can't read or speak, and Secretary of Commerce, so get pumped. And Vice President J.D. Vance scheduled to meet with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. I like that guy's voice. If it hasn't happened, maybe it's happened already, today at the high-level Munich Security Conference in Germany, hours before the expected meeting, Volodymyr Zelensky said a Russian drone had struck and destroyed the destroyed nuclear power plant at Chernobyl. Oh no! Underscoring the crisis on the ground. I'm reacting as though I know what's going on. I don't know. Emergency services said the radiation levels remain normal. So Putin knows what he's doing, right? No, I don't know. J.D. Vance Thursday also warned that the United States could send more troops to the Ukraine. Whoa, could send, not more troops, troops, period, to the Ukraine and hit Russia with further sanctions if President Vladimir Putin doesn't negotiate a peace deal in good faith. Oh, come on. But that's fair to say. It's just talk. Thank you, J.D. Vance, looking out for the little guy. By the way, there was a monkey who was being blamed for a power outage in Sri Lanka, disrupted supply to the island's 22 million people. A monkey. Wow. I hope that doesn't happen in America. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2. Yep.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
I was listening to the hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news, and he mentioned Ukraine. And all of a sudden, I remember the so-called president of Ukraine. He used to come to America like he was going to the welfare office and get a check. He used to come here all the time and get buku money. Like every month, it seemed like he was going to get his welfare check. And I haven't heard of him getting any money since President Trump been in there. What the? Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Amazing, huh? If you're busy running around, you can listen to the show no matter where you are or what you're doing, right? Even J.D., while his wife running around with him, carrying the little kids on her hip, she can be listening to the phone. Since she doesn't want to stay home and raise the kids for some whatever reason, she could be listening on the phone. She could podcast. So when she get back, she could watch it by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It doesn't matter what you look like you're doing, when you're doing what you're doing. But every Friday you can express yourself. Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Make America great again! Make America great again! Make America great again!
People of this country are being violated because all of our privacy is being taken up by Elon Musk.
Wait, you're getting nervous, man.
And we don't know what all they have on us.
Guilty.
Make America great again! Make America great again!
I ain't got no goals. I was born to stay in the hood. The government gonna take care of me. All I gotta do is have 8 kids and I'm Gucci.
I mean, come on. Stop with the ghetto crap. I'm done with the ghetto. I've had it up to here with ghetto.
Right on. Demons fighting demons. And speaking of demons fighting demons, that was a, according to NBC News 10, I mean News 10 NBC, that was a heated debate at the Penfield School Board meeting. You talking about this? It was over a controversial book, The Rainbow Parade, on Tuesday. And the book featured illustrations that some parents found inappropriate for elementary school students. Watch this from N News from 10 NBC News.
If you think that that's appropriate for children to see, then there's something wrong with you. You need to have a mental evaluation. There's no reason this should be in the schools whatsoever.
This is the book that brought a rare packed house to Penfield's Board of Education meeting Tuesday night. It's called The Rainbow Parade and tells the story of a young girl and her two moms going to an LGBT pride event. It features illustrations like this and this, which some Penfield parents say is unacceptable in elementary school.
You can see the guy, his butt is clearly out, and then if you go over on this side of the picture, there's two guys standing in bondage. Yeah, and then there's another picture in the other, and further down the book, where the guy's standing there and he has naked and he has balloons in front of his privates.
The board said if parents had an issue with learning material, their policy is that people can object in writing to the superintendent before recessing early due to interrupting parents.
Right. The policy in place, right? The procedures in place to object.
One parent said, according to this report, one parent wasn't opposed to the book. Can you imagine that? Watch this.
While other parents are welcoming different viewpoints within their children's school.
So I'm a parent in the district. I have a graduate of Penfield, and then I have three kids who go to Indian Landing Elementary. I found it to be completely inoffensive. Sometimes I think the loudest voice in the room doesn't speak for everybody, and there are many, many parents in this district who really believe that a safe and welcoming environment for our kids is an incredibly important aspect of their educational freedom.
The board left before hearing public comment, but parents who came to tonight's meeting still voiced their concerns after they left. Tom Kowalski, News 10 NBC.
So why don't you just love your kids enough to just take them out of the public schools? That's all you have to do. And either homeschool them or take them to a private school. The public school need competition. Really. Don't argue with them. Just take your children out and leave the school to the evil ones. Don't argue with the devil. Never argue with the devil in your own imagination and the devil inside of others. Just take your kids out. This is why you need school vouchers, so that when they come up with this crap and you don't approve of it, you say, okay, y'all go ahead with your mess. I'll take my kids somewhere else. The problem is, a lot of mothers don't love their children, and they don't want to homeschool their kids. They're like, what do you mean? I got to go to work and be like my husband. I got to be equal to the man. It's boring being, I don't get recognition from staying home and raising the children. That's the problem. I remember when they had the Chinese virus situation, and the kids had to stay home, and the mothers had to stay home and raise and watch over the children. They didn't like over the children. They didn't like that at all. They were ticked. They wanted to go to work and feel like they were accomplishing something, recognition. Parents don't love their children. I was looking at J.D. Vance, how he's allowed his wife to travel around everything with him. He had three little children. And she doesn't love those children enough to stay home and watch over this man's children while he go to work. She got to go with him. It's not, if she's at home, who's going to recognize her as JD's wife? There's no ego fun in that. And if you think that's bad, and ACLU is teaming up with transgender activists to sue Donald Trump over his policy requiring biological sex on passports. Watch this from X.
It's official, y'all. I am working with the ACLU to sue the Trump administration. Now, you're probably wondering, why on earth am I suing Donald Trump? Well, you may or may not have seen this video that went kind of viral. So, yes, I'm a transgender woman. I applied to renew my passport and have it marked as female, and they refused, and they sent it back to me as male. He does not get to tell me who I am. Only I do. And now I'm at high risk of something bad happening to me if I were to travel abroad. This policy is dangerous, and it it is unfair to every single trans, non-binary, or intersex person that there is.
So is that a male? That's a male?
That's a male.
What the?
Could you imagine getting your passport back and you're this person that says M? It's a big old M on that.
Talking about having mama spirit. He's all the way in, mama. What the? The mama spirit is all everywhere. The mama identity. If the only the trans people understood, if they were to just drop their anger for their mothers, the mama spirit, which is not her spirit, would leave and they could be man again. What? Instead of trying to make somebody else accepted as a norm? Oh, he want a passport that said man. I mean woman. Y'all better watch out, man. Y'all on these apps trying to get these people. Amazing, huh? What a mess. Let me go to Juan, a first-time caller out of California. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
888-77-JESSE.
Amazing. Nice.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Juan.
I just calling to say thank you for all your message and everything. I've been listening to you for like 3 years now.
Okay.
And at first I just started listening because I thought you were funny. But now I kind of started reading that little book, The Word. And it has definitely helped me in my marriage. And then now being a dad. So I want to say thank you. And I think everybody should kind of listen to your message.
You're welcome, man. And you stay with it, stay with it. Especially now that you've been become a father, you if you stay with it, the light will guide you and your children, and your kids will not have to go through the misery that you have had to go through.
Yeah,
because hey, you Jesse, were guided there with love.
If you have a son that's born now and he's a beta baby. Does that make you a beta dad?
Yeah. So is this your first child?
Yeah.
And so is it a boy or girl?
Boy.
Right on. Real men make boys first. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, Jesse.
But you stay with it. Stay work. Is your wife working on herself as well?
Yes.
Nice. Well, if she's working on herself and you're working on yourself, the child will have an amazing life because the child will only experience love. And that's what God is trying to do, one of the things. He's trying to create love through human beings. And if you're working on yourself, your son will be fine.
Yeah. Jesse, can I make a comment?
Yes.
About I've noticed certain people calling about asking about getting a thrill on music.
Yes.
And how to handle that. I kind of see it as like kind of going to the gym. You know, it's like a practical way to go to the gym to get healthy and stay fit. But if you go to the gym just for your looks and you're trying to achieve this kind of image, at that point, it already becomes a thrill.
Absolutely, man. Good point. Amazing point. And if people were to watch, be aware of their thoughts and emotion, they can tell when they're getting a thrill from it. And when they see that they are, the thrill will be taken away and they can enjoy music, the gym, or anything in a natural way. Because it's not that God doesn't want us to enjoy life, have fun with life, but he just don't want encourages us not to get a false thrill, a false sense of life from these things. He doesn't want us to identify with it.
Yeah. And then I just want to say for everybody out there who grew up without a dad, get over the mama spirit.
Yeah. Exactly. Amazing. Thank you, Juan. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Jesse.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Thomas. Thomas is out of Georgia. On my mind. Thomas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
All is well.
So I'll try to make this quick. So I called like a while ago and like early on learned about the forgiving stuff. I've done all that. I have no anger towards my parents at all. We all get along. So that's not the problem at all. But
speak up a little bit, Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that's not the problem at all. It's not anger towards my mom or anything. The thing I'm struggling with is I'm 22. I'm in college, right? And technically, I have a disease. They call it a disease. I don't like acknowledging it as a disease, but a chronic illness that I've had since, like, 12 years old. But, like, my past and stuff, is, in my opinion, I just haven't had a good time, honestly, with a lot of different things. But I'm over the – I don't think about the past. My question is, I do the silent prayer, right? It's hard when, like, you have an actual thing that ends up landing you in the hospital, like, multiple times a year. Like, you can watch your thoughts and everything, but then when you're just – your body, like, starts deteriorating randomly and I'm on a bunch of meds that they say, like, has all these crazy side effects. And I try not to, like, think about that too much because then I get, like, kind of anxious about it. But I'll end up in the hospital stuff and, like, I'm trying to graduate college and – I get, like, super frustrated, even though I know it's not me getting frustrated, but it's almost like, how can you just not, like, how can you just watch your thoughts when you have, like, a actual physical ailment that ends up landing you in the hospital? Like, does that make sense?
It does. It really does. What you do, I highly recommend you do this. You're going to be fine. When the thoughts come about whatever disease or pain you're having, when the thoughts come about it, let them pass. Just watch them, but don't call them you. Don't react to them at all. And just watch them. Because whatever they're telling you, I don't care how bad the situation appears to be, don't believe the thoughts, and they will be taken away from you. And if God wants to heal your body, he will. But because you're not your body, and the pain you're feeling about your body and in the body is not you. So you relax and just realize, you know what? God, if you want to heal me, heal my body, you will. If not, whatever. Let your will be done. And you continue to do the silent prayer and watch. And I'm telling you, man, you'll be surprised as to what will happen.
Right. Yeah, I feel like I've been definitely getting a lot better. In the beginning, I, like, kind of didn't understand this time. I'd do it, but then I'd be like, am I even doing this correctly? But over time, you kind of understand. And honestly, like, everything's pretty good. It's just the – I don't have fear, but it's just a kind of annoying. Like, I'm not where I want to be, if that makes sense.
It does, yeah.
And in college and stuff, but – I don't know. Maybe he'll heal it somehow. I'm just gonna
right. Just say, you know what? If God, I remember the story in the Bible where there was a guy who had a child, and the child was home, and the child had been ill for a long time, and nothing can heal the child, right? And this guy, he met Jesus along the way somewhere, and he said to Jesus, "Jesus, my son is ill at home, and he's been ill for a while." I'm paraphrasing. "My son is ill, but I know you can heal him if you wanted to." And Jesus said, "Oh, okay, take me to your son." And the man said to Jesus, "Well, you don't have to go to him to heal him. You could just say it, and he's done. It's done. I believe it. If you just say it, you can heal my son wherever you are right now, right?" And because of the guy's faith, belief in Christ, he went home. At some point, he went home, and his son was healed. And so that's what I want you to know, is that you're not your body. Don't believe anything that the evil spirits are telling you, your mind and emotion, or the people around you are telling you about the healing. You just know, if God wants to heal you, your body, he will. And just go through whatever you got to go through, with medication and all that for now, but have no emotions about it. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Don't compare yourself to people who appear to be walking around with bodies are healed. And you just do the silent prayer and watch. And I'm telling you, whatever will be, and you'll be fine.
Right.
because whatever you're going through, it's not happening to you at all. It's in the body, but it's not in you. It's not happening to you.
Right. Yeah. I hope it gets to a point because they like, I try not to like think, you know, I try to just be like relaxed and stuff as much as possible.
Yes.
But then when it like comes down to making decisions and stuff, I'm like, damn, like, I don't know what the right decision, because, you know, you see all that, those ads, if you watch TV, it's like this side effect, this side. I'm like, damn, I'm taking that. Like, I hope, because, you know, it's like, oh, cancer and all this stuff. And I'm like, shoot, should I even be taking this? Like, even trust the doctors? And then it becomes just like, so stressful, because then it's like, I mean, I should be taking like a, end up in the hospital. But long story short, yeah, I'm just gonna go my just, I guess. Relax,
I told, I understand. I understand what you mean about all these pills and medication you have to take, because in today's America, it's all about the money. And I don't know about your doctors. I don't know your doctors or your whomever doing this. But it's all about the money, and I've talked to a lot of people, and I noticed that the doctors don't seem to know what they are doing, and they just give you medication, and then I hear that they make the money from the medication, and so they just do it. That's another reason I want to encourage you to stay present, so you can see what to do. You won't be afraid, and you will see what to do.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, Jesse. I'm trying.
I understand. Yeah. But whatever the thoughts are telling you about it, don't believe them. And if you find yourself believing them and you're emotional about it, just relax in that and let the Father take those emotions away from you, all right?
Right. Well, I appreciate it, sir.
There's no such thing as a true thought. And emotions are not necessary. They're evil. The good ones and the bad are evil.
Gotcha. Yeah, I hope I get to a point where I see it as much as you do, because it seems like you really get it, but it's just time.
And you will. And don't let the thoughts tell you that you're not going to get it. You're never going to understand it. You're never going to get it. It's not true. You stay with it, and it will be clear to you. It will be become clear. So you stay with that.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it so much.
All right, buddy. Call me again. Keep me updated as to how you're doing.
I will.
All right. Amazing. Take care, Thomas. Amazing. What you don't understand, folks, you are not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. And these so-called experts with these stupid degrees, they're stupid people. Don't let anyone tell you that emotions are natural and you're supposed to be emotional. Feel your emotion. And thoughts are true. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Lin Yen Chin stated yesterday with a super chat, tell JLP anger is the right word in Mark 3:5 or whatever that was. In the context of Jesus, anger is the right word in the context of Jesus when he looked at them angrily, grieved at their hardness of heart. But the modern sense of words is incomplete, just pigeonholed. The Bible retranslates often to keep up with mouth breather, degeneration, or so-called specificity, inflation due to doubt of words, says Lin Yen Chin.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Jeff from Texas says, America needs Jesse for spiritual advisor with a coffee.
Instead of that Paula woman.
Paula White. Cain. Paula White.
All the
Cain.
Way from Africa. South Africa. 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 I see the angels coming from Africa. We played that yesterday. Isn't it sleep? Oh.
you were expecting him to play it.
Yeah. Well, he looked like he was like this. He wasn't. It just looked that way. Yeah, he's looking at his computer. What the? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff from Texas. Soul Conscious bought 3 coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
No. The devil lives in humans' mind and heart. And humans are evil and do not know God.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Soul Conscious. Gregatron, three coffees. This is for the Joelle Friday TV report show podcast experience. Joelle, congratulations on getting married. Plus, put this towards a new toaster or something.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. I appreciate it.
Gracias, Gregatron. He also says, okay, Jesse, with another coffee. I have a biblical question for you. Is God a hero? Is Christ a hero? Can you smoke on this question over the weekend and give your 2 cents in on Monday?
Amazing. Thank you. What now?
Thank you, Gregatron. Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, James Hake, you talk about dealing challenges in life. Well, I had an issue last night at a Burger King by trying to order some food, and the B word, he spells it all the way out, snapped at me. Do you think I did the right thing by walking away and not buying anything because I didn't appreciate the rude customer service?
Amazing.
If you didn't fork over any money, no, I think you did okay.
Oh, he gave them the money?
No.
Oh.
He was trying to order some food, and she snapped at him. The
nice.
B-word.
Was this before the food or after?
When he was ordering, before the food.
Oh, he didn't get the food?
Right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Right on, Mike Young.
Yeah.
Sounds okay to me, as long as you still got a decent dinner, or maybe you fasted and remembered the Lord.
Nice.
Daddy bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. I've heard a lot of people trying this one drug and finding God. A quote from a great man, stupid is as stupid does. Keep up the great work, lads. Strong arm emoji.
I want to look into that more. I may interview maybe a person who really understands that. I don't understand why anyone think that they can find God by using drugs. I mean, I understand how the mind works now, what the thoughts do to people. But how, I'm asking the question, as I'm asking, I understand. But it's amazing to me that anyone would believe that you can find God by using drugs or tree leaves or what do you call that, Nick?
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, or drinking ayahuasca or eating high or whatever. It's amazing to me that the devil can convince you that you're going to find God through taking drugs and getting high. You're just hallucinating. You're not finding God. But I understand, it's a crazy world. It's
indeed.
A crazy world.
Very true.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Danny. Jim in Alaska. AK is Alaska, right? Anyway, in celebration of Mount McKinley getting its name back, which is in Alaska, take a big cup of Punchy's coffee, add some half and half, spray a big mound of whipped cream on top, sprinkle it with cocoa powder. It's delicious.
Good.
Punchy's coffee, McKinley style.
Nice. Get Punchy's coffee. We have our own coffee now. Punchy's coffee, rebuildingtheman.com/store. PUNCHIE, possibly yes. Punchy's coffee. Good. Thank you.
Nice, thank you.
I like what you put all that you put into it. I can just taste it now.
That was over on punchy.tv.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jim in Alaska. Scotty says in response to something, Jesse, you made light of the person who said they were spiritual. You said it is of Satan. What you teach is not religion. It seemed that if a person is inclined toward God, you either have to be spiritual or religious. I would describe what you teach as spiritualism. I would like clarification, please.
About the person that takes drugs to find God?
No. People who say they're spiritual. And you said that's of Satan.
I don't remember, but okay. Thank you. I don't know who you're talking about, you know?
I don't know.
Me either. Make it clear. Call me. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you very much. Well,
thank you, guys. We'll read the rest later.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's, lady. My experts are here, and I just want to find out which way do they find a date today? How do they look for their dates? All right? And I want to show you the change over the years as to how couples used to meet and how they meet now. Here's an animated chart showing how couples met from 1930 to 2024. Watch this from X.
It looks like they used to meet through friends, family, school, bars, and restaurants. And the bars and the restaurants are growing as the years go on. And friends, family, and school, you meet them less and less. As the years go on and on, the people are meeting people at the restaurants, through coworkers.
Online is still zero. Oh, it's growing.
1995 at this point, suddenly online starts booming. The online bar.
It's right there, Joel.
It takes over.
I gotta remember.
At this point, 2015, the online bar is taking over.
Wow.
Over 60%, about 60% of couples meet online at this point, 2024.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coworkers.
What?
Then friends, then coworkers.
Yeah. So online is first, and then friends and coworkers?
Yeah. At first, it was mainly family, and friends was second. And then friends surpassed family pretty quickly there.
Well, these are my experts, folks. That's Hake over there that's speaking right now, the host of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then next to him is Joel Friday at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. And the Anchor Baby over there, the host of the Anchor Baby at 12 noon. So the Anchor Baby, how do you meet dates?
You know, honestly, women have always, like, the women I've dated and been romantic involved with, they've always come to me. They've always been in my life, just kind of appeared.
Oh.
Romeo.
Look,
I didn't know that it was supposed to be that way, so I kept it all quiet, but the women come to me. Turns out it's supposed to be like that.
Player. And well, you don't meet them now.
Where I meet them, to add to this thing, I used to, well, honestly, wherever I was, it would be like work, school, friends, not through family. And I definitely try to avoid work. But that's where I'd meet them.
Oh, okay.
Just in my life.
Yeah. Amazing. And Joel, when you were meeting dates, how would you meet them compared to the chart?
It was always pretty casual. I wouldn't recommend searching, because when you search, you're going to end up being one of those statistics for online, because it's so easy just to get online.
Right.
But I think that when you don't search, it can happen in any kind of way.
You would meet yours casually?
Casually, so.
Meaning that you'd be walking down the road and they'd just say hi?
Yeah. Well, it depends on, like.
I want you to want me.
Never that. Never that part. Like cold approaching.
Right.
It's never happened in that way.
Oh, okay.
Like, if it was, like, through events or whatever, like, things I was already involved in, I would meet somebody with amongst that. But ultimately, kind of like what Nick's saying, it just kind of, like, came to me type of thing.
Oh, okay.
So it was it was always easy. It was always easy.
Nice. And how about you, Hank? Compared to the chat, how would you meet women?
It would be not friends, not family. Sometimes vaguely work, a little bit of school. Mainly, I would say mainly school and work. Like, not necessarily coworkers,
right.
But I would go out to a place and see a woman out while I'm working in my work day and talk to her a little bit. And then.
Wait, but if you leave work, it's not work.
But it's during my work day. Like, I'm at a conference and walk up to a girl. Oh, so you're a designer or whatever. Because I was doing kitchen design.
The moves.
Yeah. Some girl walked up to me and did that. I'm like, oh, that's a good line. And so, like 5 minutes later, I walked to a different girl.
Fast learner.
Nice. Anyway, it was always like somebody who I'd been at school with, or like I did try to go to like the gym and the mall, but it never really felt right. I'm like, this is my chance. But I was like, nah. But there were guys who just naturally do that. Like, yeah. They see somebody at the gas station or at the bank, ATM. But that was not me.
Yeah, the online thing started.
Yeah, I'm going to ask about that.
The online thing started, let me try and think. When did Tinder even come around? Because I don't think it was around when I was in high school. So it came around, definitely I was still younger. But I never got into the online thing.
I don't know how anyone would trust meeting somebody online. I don't know.
2012.
What. Online, that doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah, so I was in high school
what
when
a
this
risk.
Came out.
Huh?
So I guess I was in high school when this came out.
So do you recommend online?
No, I don't.
Why not?
When it came around, I was like neutral. I don't have experience with it, so I can't tell you that. But I can tell you I know a lot of people have been through it and it's a lot of bad.
Amazing. Would you recommend online?
I would not recommend it, though it can happen because it's happened to me before.
You have met people online before?
Right.
And did you get
on
to
purpose?
Date them and all that?
Right.
Really?
But I would recommend it only because there is challenges that come with it. You don't know who you're meeting. Yeah. You don't know what to expect.
And an online person is a desperate person. You mean like you ran out all your options?
Well, a lot of people meet because it. Well, if there's online like Tinder and all that stuff, those people are going searching for things,
right?
But there's things that people do. I guess it could be the same thing like Facebook or Instagram that is not so like seeking attention. It kind of could be like, I don't know, maybe casual, but it's best to just. Let it happen how it happens.
They
naturally.
You know what really threw me off is that the Christians have an online dating Christian site.
Yeah, Christian Mingle. I'm like,
how the Christ? Ain't you gonna trust? Ain't you gonna trust the Lord?
Oh yeah.
I understand the secular people going out there in the world looking right, but how ain't you gonna trust the Lord? You gonna go online? What about God?
That's a good point. It's almost like the people of the church forgot that it's supposed to happen naturally.
Yeah.
And
it'd be added.
Yeah.
I hear them now. Jesse, God can send me my person through Tinder.
No. God ain't a part of Tinder. Or some Christian online.
I know. Even eHarmony, I remember they famously got sued because they were not including the LGBTs. The gays, and so they were sued for discrimination, and they were forced to serve the gays with.
But what about
gay
the Christian?
How could they
wait to let God add it?
I know.
You gotta
totally.
Go online,
right. Yeah.
And don't you have to pay online too? to find
a
date?
Yeah, after a while. I mean, I think so.
Pay?
Don't you pay for online?
Some
apps?
Of them you don't necessarily pay.
Oh, I don't know. Right?
There are
know.
Premium versions of these services.
Yeah,
there are premium like versions of Tinder, for example, which lets you Tinder harder. It lets you like find 10 times more people. It's
Tinder
crazy.
Better.
Is Tinder a dating lie? Yeah.
Tinder is that app that lets you connect with people.
Yeah,
like
dating
strangers,
app.
Total strangers with the express purpose to like date.
Most used dating
it's not
app.
Not always date,
probably.
It's Christian?
Pretty much.
No.
It's like
whatever.
Love me.
I think Tinder has
hookup.
Tinder
thing.
Has yeah, it's more of a to sleep around.
Well,
it's
they all are hookup. To be honest. Well, I guess
all
they say Christian.
To sleep around. That's why it's online.
Christian,
but
yeah.
But Joel is right in that the younger people. The like regular younger people who aren't trying to hook up like on a Tinder do interact on like just the Instagram where it's technically not as desperate. Personally, I wouldn't recommend any of it because I want to find the girl who doesn't even have an Instagram.
All online dating is desperate.
I want to find
you online.
I'd like the girl who doesn't even have an Instagram.
Right.
You want to find the girl? What?
I mean. She has no Instagram.
<I'm just> like,
which is why, never mind.
So you put what you could do is put out an ad in a newspaper like they sometimes used to do,
the
right?
Ad.
Remember that? People would put out an ad in the classifieds.
I need a man.
For looking for this type of woman. I'm a this
I'll
type of man.
That.
Yeah, I think that really happened.
That's probably where it started. Then people were like, you know what? We need an app.
Evidently. So you used to put in ads, James?
No.
Oh. Nick,
yeah.
Would you ever share your toothbrush with your spouse?
My toothbrush is too per. It's too. That's too much for me.
So,
look.
So, would you ever share your toothbrush with your spouse?
No,
you would not.
I'm not that squeamish with germs, though. Like I would, like let's say I just got to brush my teeth once. I'm like, okay, fine. But I don't be sharing toothbrushes constantly like that.
Constantly? Me? Sometimes?
I'm kind of a little...
Wait,
I'm
you
not
shared
germaphobe.
Toothbrush before?
Right. That's what it's all like.
I'm just thinking the question over about what I'd be willing to do. And I'd be a liar if I said, it grosses me out totally.
Fair enough. But have you done it?
I can't remember that. I can't think of
an
instance.
Oh, I was saying. You
can't
remember.
Think of an instance.
Chad's going to get him. That's why.
would you ever share your toothbrush with your spouse?
I say no, mainly because I'm very, like, OCD about stuff. Like, I don't even like drinking out of the same straw as a spouse. And I've always been like that. My family members, I flip the straw around when my mom used it. I'm just grossed out in that way.
You sound like Hake.
Yeah. So that would be.
One.
So you would not share your toothbrush with your spouse?
Oh.
No?
No. My stomach hurt thinking about it.
I know. Maybe we'll throw up. Here she brushing her teeth, and now you're brushing it all her crumbs and
morning breath
and gum stuff and everything all up in there.
But it's clean.
Like
because
you
clean.
You use the toothpaste.
Never clean in the world.
You use the toothpaste and then rinsed it off. It's clean. It's like
using the same. It's stealing that toothbrush.
Yeah. There's a little food in there.
Down in there.
Your crumbs
would you
from
do
yesterday
that?
Are there?
Would you know. Use your spouse toothbrush?
Yeah, I think so. Especially if I trust her enough to marry her.
I'm surprised.
If
normal.
I trust her enough to marry her, then I know that she's clean enough, hopefully. Clean enough for
but
my standards.
But the mouth is never going to be that clean.
Right.
You ain't complaining when you're doing
toothbrush.
All that other stuff.
So
I know.
You're not complaining when you're doing
that's
all
different.
That other stuff.
That's different, Nick.
Yeah. No crumbs. I don't care about crumbs. What crumbs?
Why? So you would do it.
Yeah.
You would clean. You would use your spouse's toothbrush.
Yep.
I'm surprised knowing how fittified you are.
I'm fittified when it comes to food. But I don't care about. I mean, I used to let dogs lick me and stuff. Like,
I'm done. Is that true?
Yeah.
Are you serious? You used to let dogs lick your face and all that?
Mm-hmm. I'm white.
Boldly honest.
A certain type of white, obviously. Don't get mad at me. Whites who are not like this.
The whites are going to get you.
They say the human mouth is dirtier than the dog's.
Yeah,
the
dog is cleaner than dog lovers.
We call dog clean their butt like toilet paper
right.
with their tongue.
Yeah, and then that and goes into eat, their stomach, and then their tongue is clean.
Kids.
Again.
What? Steph.
What?
They eat kids like feces.
Dump.
Yeah.
And they also eat their own dump sometimes.
Yeah.
And the dogs dog
that
dump.
I, the dogs yeah. that I did that
oh,
weren't
no,
like that.
All
dogs don't
like
eat
that.
Dump.
They
yes, they do.
I witnessed it one time
I've seen
before.
It too.
No, I think I've seen it.
I've seen it over and over again down in Alabama.
A bite from a human.
What's really bad about poop anyway?
Like that?
What?
Nothing.
I want you to watch this from
Instagram. Surprising us all right now.
Watch this from Instagram. The question about when you share your toothbrush with your spouse. Watch this.
You're going to get David.
That's real love, young boys.
And it doesn't Man seem up. Like that video was intended to showcase that they were sharing the toothbrush, so they got caught up.
Those were blacks, too.
Yeah, that was the basketball
I'm
player.
I'm surprised that
and
the blacks would do it. It seemed like more of a white thing.
Right.
Not black people would be doing that.
Really?
It was like certain things black people don't
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
kill, they hate. Black people are angry, they kill, they hate, they rob, they blame.
Yeah.
But I just don't see blacks sharing toothbrush.
Yeah. No, that's true. And blacks also typically don't do the gay stuff either. They're not into that.
Black people kind of picky with their men.
Yeah.
They steal, rob, and kill.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a mess. What would you do that hate?
No, it would have to be cleaned off afterwards. Rinse it off first. Not just go straight mouth to mouth with the same dollop of toothpaste and foam.
And I know you wouldn't.
Even if I was like grossed out OCD type about it.
Right. OCD stands for obsessive compulsive disorder.
Oh.
Right. Like, even if I wasn't like in that way, it still feels kind of just like disorderly.
It is. I don't think God meant for us to brush teeth with the same toothbrush. That's why he made a whole bunch of them.
In that logic, I'd have to get a new toothbrush every time for myself.
That's right.
Because
another person used it before me. I mean, it was me, but.
No, it was new.
It was your mouth.
Amazing. Okay, so Nick, you would do it.
Not like that. You saw how it was right after. The toothbrush has to clean my teeth. It's full of her gunk.
Yeah. And you would not because you're the OCD.
Right.
I wouldn't do it like that.
What's the difference?
Because they didn't rinse it off first and just do a
she
new,
did like that,
a fresh.
In the water. She did.
Oh, she did? Oh, then
yeah.
Good.
She rinsed it off in the water.
All right, we're good.
I know, but you like. You knock it off. I don't know.
Amazing.
I wouldn't do it on camera.
Boys,
how about
boys,
that? I wouldn't do it like that on camera.
I wouldn't do it off camera. On camera.
I was gonna say, would you?
Ain't no way. That doesn't even make sense to me. I might really let the dog kiss me in the face.
My wife and I are one, like it says in the Bible.
Evidently. And speaking of spouses. Joel's wife made. So. Did his wife know I took some of your lunch?
Yeah.
Oh, you know? Joel's wife made some.
You get lunches now?
Huh? What?
I said, you get lunches now?
He get homemade cooked lunches. His wife made some meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Oh, my. Is she black? I thought she was Mexican. She's Mexican?
Yeah.
How does she know how to make meatloaf like that?
That's a good question. I don't know, but...
She's American.
American? What does that mean?
It's an American dish. Am I wrong?
But she made it like
wrong.
A black woman.
I know.
Are you sure she's not black?
Well, and black even man. The, you know, with meatloaf, there's like a what do you call it? A dressing that goes on the top.
Right.
and you have to mix it with like a certain amount of things.
Yeah, like ketchup
like and stuffing. Brown sugar right. and stuff like that.
Right.
And she made that from scratch too, and put it on the top. So
really,
yeah.
Wow, it was delicious. Now I'm gonna be still enjoying lunch out of the kitchen refrigerator every day. It was really.
Yeah, it's good.
And I love meatloaf, but everybody don't make the best meatloaf. You know,
I know it's
meatloaf.
Hard to find.
Right.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
That meatloaf. Nice. I hope you listen, wife.
Yeah.
That meatloaf was Mamma Mia, hola, si señor, and gracias. It was delicious.
Yeah.
I only ate my mother's meatloaf when it didn't have ketchup on it. I mean, I would eat the underside, but not eat the I would cut off the ketchup.
Oh, that's the best part.
Yeah, sure is. How you going to do that?
Ketchup is gross.
You know how ketchup to make and brown sugar. Mm. Nick, no. You know how to make it? You're a chef.
No, I've never made a meatloaf.
Oh, you haven't?
He's a sous chef.
Oh, he sous people?
Yeah,
no,
what is
he's
that?
He's the second in command.
Oh, okay.
He's like a co-chef.
Oh, I see.
Right?
What a beta.
Which he's like, it's almost implying all chefs know how to make a meatloaf.
He a beta.
And when you're a sous chef, it's like you don't know how to make a meatloaf. But that's not exactly true.
He a beta chef. The beta chef is the sous chef.
Yeah, I totally just made all that stuff up.
he just added a little bit, but I just wanted to say.
The alpha chef made the meatloaf.
Right.
So what is the pine something song?
Oh, the pina colada song. Is about taking out an ad.
A la pina colada.
These two people are married or together.
Getting lost in the rain.
And they're dissatisfied. True. They've fallen out of love. And so one puts out an ad in the classifieds, personal ad. I like pina colada and something in the rain.
I like pina colada.
And then somebody contacted that person. It turned out to be, well, I don't want to spoil the song.
The song is amazing.
Yeah.
I saw it was a video somebody made of it with that song. It was beautiful.
Nice.
I like pina colada.
Can I spoil the song?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the story goes
lost in the rain.
That the person's wife or husband was the one who answered the classified ad.
Yeah. The man put in a classified or the wife did, and it was like they were looking for a date. And they mentioned they like pina colada. They like getting lost in the rain. They're all romantic. And the wife or the husband answered the ad. And so they went to meet up, and they found out that one of them was going to cheat.
Both of them.
What do you mean? One of them was going
to... Yeah, because one was put out an ad to go cheat and find somebody else to get with.
And, like, and he responded. Let's say you, you're mad.
Both of them were going to cheat.
You put an ad because you're lonely. You're mad at your wife. So you put an ad out. And then now you go into the bar to meet the person that responded to the ad, and it's your wife.
Wow.
They were both going to
cheat. That's a real thing?
Yeah.
And then they fell back in love, right?
Oh, they both? That's so she was also...
Yeah, she was answering the ad because she was willing to cheat.
Right.
That's the lyrics of the song. I never knew that.
Right. Yeah, it is.
That's crazy.
Degenerate.
You know what, y'all? Let me take a quick break. When I come back straight to the phone and your super chats, the hate news, I can't believe the time went by. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming up, and I'll be back in a moment, all right? What a mess. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
There's some hostage release drama, but I think it's still getting back on track, you know, the Israel Hamas melodrama and real drama. And mudslides in SoCal over in the Pacific Palisades. It interrupted, it's like 4 feet deep of mud and water of like, it interrupted Sunset Boulevard. Wow. That's what I heard. And a monkey, like I told you about, gave the Sri Lanka a power out. The Boeing Starliner, those astronauts who are stuck in space, they, according to CNN, they say they are not stuck in space. They're still trying to say it. And vax crazy. Do you need a measles booster shot? Oh, no. Good thing we have a solid guy for HHS secretary. And don't get your fingers chopped off by those igloo coolers. There's a recall for like a million igloo, you know, ice chest coolers. Wow. And those federal employees, some of them are getting fired, you know, or for, I don't know, laid off or something. They're acting like they're dedicated public servants. Oh, Lord. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Happy Valentine's Day. It is Friday, February 14th, A.D., 2025. By the way, ladies, next week should be the third Thursday of the month. That would be the Women's Forum, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Next Thursday is the third Thursday of the month. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. And if you want to call 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663 to confirm any info. Where did we leave off? Oh, Apple and Google restored the TikTok and CapCut to their U.S. app stores. This comes after President Donald J. Trump signed an executive action last month delaying the enactment of a U.S. ban on the wildly popular social media platform. TikTok shut down for roughly 14 hours in January, but attributed their quick return to promises made by Trump to keep the app working. But 175 million users still ran into at least one problem. TikTok was, as of that January weekend, unavailable on Apple and Google Play stores. Also also CapCut, same thing. So if your thing went into the cloud, you couldn't re-download it. Terrible. Apple previously said they removed TikTok from the App Store because of the ban, though the app remained available for customers who had already downloaded it and still had it. What a mess. But that lady who's this so-called attorney general, the one who's Pam Bondi, she said, oh, we're not going to enforce it right now, so don't worry. So they put it back up on the stores. All that, huh? The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be back on track after Hamas said they will release Israeli hostages this weekend, as initially planned. Hamas had postponed the release of more hostages, accusing Israel of violating their truce. In response, Israel warned they would return to fighting. But after talks with key mediators, Egypt and Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R, Hamas said in their release, said the releases, Palestinian prisoners exchanged in return, by the way, will go ahead. So far, 16 out of 33 Israeli hostages scheduled for release in the current phase of the agreement have been freed by Hamas. 656 Palestinian prisoners from a list of nearly 2,000 have been released by Israel. SoCal is recovering from last month's devastating wildfires. Heavy rains Thursday resulted in pockets of flooding, blocked roadways, mud piling up around recent burn scars, and even further south in Altadena, over by Pasadena. Impacted by the Eaton fire, some vehicles were mired in thick mud as crews scrambled to dig them out. Malibu, L.A. Fire Department member, sustained minor injuries. His vehicle was swept off the highway, down off a cliff into the water. But he was okay. The storm system largely moved out of Metro L.A., prompting officials to lift flood warnings, but concerns linger over mudslides and rock slides, you know. Can occur long after the rainfall has ended, by the way. So you're not out of the woods. I told you about the monkey. Denny's is closing dozens of restaurants. Terrible. 30 restaurants. The struggling chain. So poor Denny's. And those astronauts who are stranded in space, they're not abandoned. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Amazing question. You can, if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, do that. But you can also be listening to the show no matter where you are. We are heard around the world by everybody and Bay Mama. If you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white. So you can be listening to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday, and every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday, you have the opportunity to express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot. Make America great again! Make America great again! Make America great again!
People of this country are being violated because all of our privacy is being taken up by Elon Musk.
Why, you're getting nervous, man.
And we don't know what all they have on us.
Guilty.
Make America great again! Make America great again!
I ain't got no goals. I was born to stay in the hood. The government gonna take care of me. All I gotta do is have 8 kids and I'm Gucci.
He black.
I mean, come on, stop with the ghetto crap. I'm done with the ghetto. I've had it up to here with ghetto.
Right on. Amazing. What a mess. A spiritual mess. It's a spiritual problem. Let me go to Tawana. I believe that's right. Tawana? Out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Tawana, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Tawana.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Good. Yes, we love your show. Me and my husband, we have to listen to you every day.
Amazing.
Because
thank you.
You speak so much truth, and we all behind you, and we support you. Sometimes it hit people in the gut, but it's real talk.
Right
so
on.
Keep up the work, and happy 35th anniversary.
Thank you.
This weekend, I went down to my hometown, which is in Sweet Home, Alabama.
Sweet Home, Alabama.
And I went there to forgive my parents.
And how did it go?
Oh, my. Well, I was shaking in my boots at first. But then I was like, okay, this got to be done because I don't want to grow up to be like Maxine Waters.
That's right.
Very combative and out of order. So I sit them down. My husband was with me, but he happened to get tired at the time, so he went to sleep. important. So I was speaking with them, and my dad, he's like 88 years old, and he always say when he see me, he said, "You just like your mom." And I said, "Oh my God."
You didn't want to hear that, huh? You're like, "Dad, that's the problem."
That's the problem. So I said, "Look," I said, "Well, that was a great entryway there." I said, "Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that." I said, "Because you're so right." I said, "And I want to forgive you for not protecting me." And he looked at me as though, okay, I cussed him out. But I didn't. So he said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, you know, you always say it, but you don't say it in a positive way. So I know that there's something behind that."
Yeah.
So he was like, "Well, it's no way in the world I could protect you. You know how your mom is." So I said, "Well, that's where you would have pulled your lady to the side and said, look, you know, you're not going to mess my kids up. You're going to put them in order. And, you know, just check your woman, you know." So he said, "Well, you know, yeah, I guess I could have did that." I said, well, you know, you did the best you could, but I forgive you. And, you know, we're going to move on from here. So he somewhat looked at me baffled. He really couldn't say much, but he understood. He said, "Well, you know what? You got a point."
Wow.
So my mom was sitting there. She's like 85, getting ready to be 86. And I could see her wiggling. I said, "Oh, God."
Oh, God.
I said, "Oh, God." I was like, "What the? What's getting ready to happen?" So I said, "Okay, Mom," I said, "now I have to forgive you, and this is why." I said, "Because you were shaping me in your image, and that was messing me up, and I cannot be that way." And she was like, "I forgive you, too."
You're like, "What the?"
I said, what the? And then, so, you know, I was like, "Okay, this is what she's supposed to say because she's dealing with it." So I said, "Okay." And, but, you know, I act as though she didn't say that, and I kept it moving.
Right on.
It's not for her to forgive me. I'm supposed to forgive her, and I did my job. So I did it, and it was like a sigh of relief that I was able to get that off because I didn't really know how that was going to go. My husband said, "Well, if they don't receive it, well, we normally stay with them." He said, "We'll get a hotel room. They just got to receive it."
Yes.
But other than that, it went well. And I just wanted to share my testimony with you that what you're saying is true. Yeah. I don't care how people reject it. It's real talk. And we appreciate you, and happy Valentine.
Right on. Happy Valentine to you. I got goosebumps from that. That's an amazing story. And I really like how you dealt with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's amazing. So now all you got to do, as you probably already know, is stay with the silent prayer and practice staying present. And God not only has changed your heart from anger to love, he's going to change your old nature. He's going to take away everything that came with anger and give you his nature, and it'll be amazing. You'll be free.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to do just that. And we appreciate you again, Jess.
Right on. Thank you. And thank you for your support. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thank you. We will.
Oh, amazing. All right. You too. Happy Valentine.
Thank you.
That's an amazing story. You're not going to be free until you forgive. And you got to forgive your mother. I don't care who you are and where you are, how rich or how poor, how black, how white, how Hispanic, how Asian, how Chinese, or Philippine, or Allah Uaba, it doesn't matter. If you don't forgive your mother, your nature is not going to change. You are not yourself. All who are born of the flesh, meaning coming through the mother, must be born of the spirit. Otherwise, you're just going to be miserable. You're going to live in hell unnecessarily. Isn't that amazing? You will never be free. You got to forgive. And when you forgive, you will be forgiven by the Father, God. And you'll be free. It's just that simple. 888-775-3773. That's the line open. Nate out of Canada. Nate, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
All is well, Nate.
All right, yeah. So to answer your question.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, not a first-time
caller. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, to answer the biblical question first.
Does Satan know God?
I don't think he knows God, because I think in the Bible, in Mark, he asked the disciples or others, like, do you know the cup from which I drink? You know, or can you baptize the people? Something like that. So basically, nobody really knows what God has to deal with, so nobody could truly know him.
Oh, okay. Amazing. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Nate.
All right, yeah. So just your advice in terms of, like, terminating your rights, because I know you're a father, maybe you've been through some stuff when it's just not working, right? Like, you want to be involved, but it's just causing a lot of harm, you know? So do you suggest actually legally terminating your rights?
Your right from what?
Oh, your children.
Terminating your right. So you have children and things are not working out with them?
Yeah, it's been a lot of stress, you know? So it's kind of like I've been reading up on if you should, like, but I don't even know if the judge will do that, right?
How old are your children?
7 and 5.
And so are you married?
No. This is just my baby mama.
Oh, so is she giving you, she's giving you problems about seeing them or being with them?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, I see. And so now you're at a point where you just want to give up all your rights with them?
Well, yeah, because, like, how it works here is, like, I'm still on the line financially, even if she's not cooperating, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I don't even, so I'm just thinking about it, right? Like, my mom is a big part of the issue, too. So, like, I don't know, right? I don't even know if that will make a difference if I terminate,
If you let her have them legally, you have nothing to do with them. Would you still have to pay?
That's the thing, right? Like, I'm still doing my research, but I just don't want her to be holding the children over me, right? Especially when it's messing with my finances and stuff.
And so, right now you don't know that if you legally give them to her, you don't know if you will still have to pay child support or pay her any money. You don't know that yet, right?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't even know what my rights are. Like, you know, I feel like, I don't even.
So what I would recommend before you make that decision, you need to find out, maybe some kind of way, call somebody, ask, that know those type of legal terms. You call and ask, look, if I was to give up all legal rights to these children and just let this woman have them, do I still have to pay child support? And if they say, no, you don't have to pay, then you'll be able to make the decision. But if you do have to pay, even though you may give up legal rights to them, you still can drop your anger toward this woman because she's evil for doing this with the children. And just keep away from her. You're not obligated to be around her or them.
Yeah, it's tough, though. It's tough, right? Like, I get the spiritual part, but sometimes we need the law on our side, too, right?
Because yeah, but the law is not going to be on the man's side. And even if the law is on the father's side, the woman, because she's so evil that she's willing to destroy your children to get back at you, she's still not going to follow whatever the court tells her to do. She would still make it difficult for you to see your children because she's evil.
Yes, yes. I'm starting to come to peace with that.
Yes.
But just moving forward, you know, like, because at this point I feel like emotionally or whatnot, that's just going to be something I'm going to have to deal with, right? But
drop the thought and emotions about them or anyone or anything, and then you could be free from that. You should not be, it's abnormal to be affected emotionally at all. So you drop that. You're not supposed to feel that way about anybody or any situation.
That's why I just want to close the door, because the in and out, like, sometimes it's long periods. I'm not seeing them. Then they're asking me questions, then I don't see them again. So that's why I think for, like, the children's sake, it's better if I just let her do what she wants, you know? Like,
yeah, do what you want, but I agree with that. But do what you want. I do agree with that. Because you fight a losing battle. This woman is evil. Because if she wasn't evil, none of these things would be happening. But she's evil, and women who try to keep fathers from their children are evil women. And you're dealing with the devil, and of course it's on the side of the devil. And so I wouldn't waste my time with it, to be honest, but do what you want to do.
Yeah, it's a tough one, because like I said, when you have young children, and they're boys also, right? So they need a father. And
yeah, but you made children with Satan's daughter, and it's not going to work.
So how are we supposed to save them from, like, rescue them, you know?
You can't in this case. You need to just work on yourself and work on your own life and move on with your life and let God's will be done. God will work that out for you in one way or another.
Amen.
Because the more you fight with the woman, the more power she thinks she has over you. You're feeding her ego, because she's going to get a thrill knowing that you want to be with your children, and knowing that your children want to be with you. You're giving her a thrill. She feels good when she sees the pain that she's bringing up on you and your children.
Well, not just the pain, the financial burden too.
Yeah,
right. Like, the
right.
system is so corrupt, you know. Like,
yes.
It's crazy, but
it's insane. But but this is hell on earth. And you said your mother was involved too.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's why. Like, it's been tough, because in a lot of situations, you know, at least your mom will be on your side. But in this situation, what has happened is she just totally cares about the kids first. So as long as she's getting to see the grandkids, she's still communicating with my ex, even when I'm telling her to, like, back off. Like, a big problem, I still have to pay child support, but she'll still ask my mom for money. My mom will still give her money. Like,
what an evil woman,
you know?
Your mother's evil.
Ridiculous.
And your mother.
She's saying all the kids. She's crying. She's trying to, like, make it seem like I'm the bad guy, right? But
no.
She's just so desperate to see those grandkids that, you know?
And she doesn't care one dime about those kids at all. She loved the thrill that she get. They call her grandma, and she feels like she's giving them things. She's doing for them. It's all about her. It's not about your children at all. Grandparents, especially grandmothers, do not care about the grandchildren. Just in the same way they don't care about their children. Your mother don't care about your children. It's all for her own ego thrill. Because if she'll back off. When you told her to stay away from it, she'll leave it. She'll stay out of it. It has nothing to do with her. But she doesn't care about you. She doesn't care about your children. She doesn't care about your girlfriend. It's all about her.
It gets worse, too. So my father does the same thing.
Same thing.
Like, it's a mess. You know,
yeah.
My parents are separated. So she'll just go to my parents and be like, oh, the boys need this. The boys need that. And it's just like, why are you guys giving her stuff when I'm already on the hook for it, you know? Like,
yeah.
Ridiculous.
They don't care about you. It's all about their own ego. Parents do not love their children. Are you living with your mother?
No, I got out of there. I moved out, but this is still happening, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just by myself right now, you know?
So why don't you just drop it all and move on and work on you and let your mama have them, let your daddy have them, let your girlfriend deal with them, and you be done with it all.
Well, I'm working on that. Like, the legal stuff is very complicated. I've spent, like, over $5,000 on a lawyer, so now I'm just trying to learn it all myself, right?
Right on.
And I've already gone to court, and it was a woman judge, and
they don't
even care if you don't get to see your kids, man. They don't even care. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. There's no human. I tell you, human nature is evil. Human beings are evil, and it's worse than words can express. The wickedness of human heart. And that's why human beings hurt one another. They want to bring pain. They want revenge. They want jealousy. They want gossiping. They want everything because it gives them a false sense of life. This lawyer, this female, I mean, this judge, this woman you had these children with, your mother and your father, they get a thrill of hurting you. They don't care about you. It's all about themselves.
The only piece of advice before I go, I give to people that I made the mistake is that when my baby mama first took me to court, it took years, right? Eventually, like, I just told the judge, like, I'm out. Let her do what she wants. She won by default. And now, like, I'm in this situation where my finances, so I really should have, not to look back, but just moving forward, like,
yeah.
To anybody, if you're in it, don't give up because you'll get screwed after, you know? Like, don't let them win. Because I tried doing what you were doing, saying before, like, okay, just let her have it. But it kind of came back to bite me because now,
well, you're going to get with the court, in these situations, you're going to get screwed anyway. Because if you had gone on with it, the court would have still agreed with her. Or even if they said, okay, 50-50 visitation right, this woman was not going to work with you on seeing your children. She would still make it difficult.
Well, I had to drop it because, like I said, I'm not rich. It would cost me too much for a lawyer.
Yeah.
But, like, look at it now, right? It's like, I thought it was going to go away, but I don't think so, man. You just got to learn how to deal with these people, right?
Yeah, don't be angry. You stay away from anger so that you can deal with them perfectly. Do not get angry. But I would recommend you be done with your mama and your daddy if they're going to go with this woman and not with you. I'll be done with them too because they are your enemies.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's been a real like awakening, you know. I'm saying the Lord's Prayer and stuff like that, listening to you. So, yeah, it's a process.
Yeah, well, stay with it. Work on you. Don't get angry, and the light of the Father will guide you. All right.
All right. Amen. God bless.
I wish you well, man. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thanks.
All right, buddy. What a mess. Human beings are evil. I don't know what you say. And human beings do not want to admit that they're evil. And because they want to admit it, their heart can't change. Let me go to Aman out of India. Let's see here. Aman, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
I had a question. This was on my mind for 2-3 days. I noticed that as soon as, like, I live in my own room in the house with my parents. And as soon as I would step out of my room and go near them, like, to go to the kitchen or, like, somewhere, as soon as I, like, go near them, they're talking fine. But as soon as they get closer, the mother starts to literally yell or, like, say bad stuff about my father as soon as I get near. I'm not even, like, close enough. It's like Satan tells her, like, oh, now, do it now, do it now. And I'm, like, here, I'm trying to, like, have peace, mind, like, stuff like that. And as soon as I get near, it just goes off. And I'm, like, how am I supposed to deal with this? In the beginning, it was, like, oh, okay, just ignore it. And then I was, like, then the Satan would tell me in my mind that, oh, you should tell her this, do that. I'm, like, I don't want to do that either. So I'm, like, what am I supposed to do? Just let it be.
Yeah, just ignore her. Don't conversate with her about it. Have no conversation about it at all. And if she's trying to impose the conversation on you, you tell her to go sit down. You don't want to hear it.
Yeah, it's not like she has a conversation with me. I already made it clear that don't speak bad about my father in front of me. Don't speak bad entirely. I don't want no negativity.
Yeah. Oh, and, you're saying is when you walk into the room, she start yelling at your father or something?
Yeah, she speaks bad about him. Oh, don't drink too much. Don't do this. Why you keep doing that? Like, blah, 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 blah. As soon as I get near. The conversation. Yes.
So if it's just happening with her, your father, and your mother, then you have nothing to do with it. You go into the room and do what you need to do, but let the two devils fight about let the two devils fight by themselves. You don't have to get involved with it. Just let the two devils fight. But don't you fight with the devils.
Yeah, I don't. I just stay away.
Yeah, so let them do whatever they're going to do. If your father's too weak to correct your mother, that's on him. You just stay out of it and live your life. Are you still living with them?
Yeah.
How old are you?
24.
Why are you there?
I have no choice. I don't have a job right now. I'm still trying to find it.
Why don't you get a job?
Yeah, it's a billion population where I live. It's so hard.
It's hard to find a job in India?
Yeah. People are crazy for the jobs, and most of them are scammers here that try to take the money instead of giving the money when you work for them.
Oh, because the population in India, and India is kind of poor, right?
Yeah, it's a third world country with a billion population.
Wow! And so it's hard to find a job because of that.
Yeah.
Why don't you leave that country and go to a country where you can find a job?
I want to, but I don't have a way anyway. Like, I try, like, I ask God about it, but it just seems like God has other plans for me. It's almost like that. I always wanted to get out, like, go to America or something like that, but it just doesn't happen that way.
So you don't know anyone in any other country that you can go live and find a job?
No, not right now.
Can't you stay at the YMCA in another country?
I don't know what that is, YMCA, but I don't think it's possible for me.
Can't you go to another country and get on welfare temporarily until you can find a job?
Nah, I'm not ungrateful. Like, I'm a man. What the?
But welfare.
I don't want to impose myself.
But welfare is for people like you who temporarily need it. And you will only use it until you get a job, get your place, get a job, and then you get off. It's not like to start a family with.
But isn't it like a drug? As soon as you get on it, it's going to be hard to let go of it?
Only if you're there to use it in that way. But if you're doing it as a stepping stone, then there's nothing wrong with it.
But I don't know which country I'm supposed to go into. I don't even know how to start with it and which country I'm supposed to choose and stuff like that.
Well, you need to do some research. So are you planning on being stuck at home the rest of your life?
No, I'm doing the silent prayer. I'm trying to find the answers.
Okay. And so there's no kind of work you can do around there, at like cut lawns or feed the mules or anything?
I mean, you can start a business of food and stuff. You know how Mexicans just start selling food in the streets?
Right.
You can do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you gonna? Why don't you do that?
I don't know. It just didn't occur to me. It's like, I don't know. It's like not natural. Like, it didn't come naturally to me. It's just like an idea in the mind.
Oh, I see. Why don't you apply for one of those H-1B visa so that you can go to another country?
I thought about it, like, when I was younger, before I even found you. But now that I'm, like, doing the silent prayer and stuff like that, I don't know what I want.
You know you want a job.
Yeah, I want it, but like it's like whatever it is. When I get it, I get it. I don't get it. It's like,
you gotta go look for the job. You gotta apply for it. God is not gonna come and knock on your door and give you a job, man.
Okay.
You gotta go look for
the job. So you recommend me H-1B visa or something like that?
I mean, if you want out, you gotta find a way to get out. And apparently take a H-1B visa to move out. So I would get me one just in case you want to leave. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
I'll try. Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment, folks. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Quick announcements. Hake Report, the Hake, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at the top of this hour. And believe me, if you have not heard the Hake Report or been listening, you're missing it. At 9 a.m. this morning, James Hake is on fire. He ain't got the red hair for nothing. He's on fire. And then after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv, I had a discussion with Lisa Bloom. And Lisa is an author, attorney, and founder and owner of the Bloom firm. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
We are one of the nation's largest and most successful civil rights law firms.
Do you fight for the rights for white people too?
We're talking about people of color.
And so are you married?
Oh, I've been married.
Did you obey your husband?
Why would I? Why doesn't he obey me?
Are you Christian?
No.
Are you Jewish?
Kind of, yeah.
Why would you trust women when they're crying, they're lying?
You sound very misogynist. Are you a narcissist, Jesse?
Right now,
people
I'm just
have the right.
Up.
I'm you, still talking. I'm I almost feel up. Like you're punking me, Jesse.
Oh. At 11 a.m. Pacific time today, you don't want to miss it, thefallenstate.tv. And you can support thefallenstate.tv on thefallenstate.tv. Donate. Locals.com as well. And at 12 noon, right after the FallenState.tv, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby Energy, Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, and the American Anchor Baby got all the energy from God. No more energy. They have it.
Rumble.com/AmericanAnchorBaby.
Rumble.com/TheAmericanAnchorBaby. You don't want to miss it. And on Sunday, I'll see you at Fellowship. Every Sunday, all are invited at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And if you're in L.A., come on down, the L.A. area or wherever. Come on down, all right? And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. We're on rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson, cozy.tv/JLP, and JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. I want to quickly show you that reparations, affirmative action, and DEI ain't going nowhere because the blacks are not going to let reparation or the idea of affirmative action go away because they need that in order to make black people think they're supporting them and that they're getting something free. And they ain't gonna, These so-called representatives, they know that if they can't use racism or reparations, some that the blacks think that they're getting for nothing, these people will be out of business. According to CNY Central, so-called Representative Ayanna Pressley, a Democrat, of course, from Massachusetts, announced the introduction of a bill Wednesday, which will establish a commission to study and consider the reparations for descendants of slavery, meaning for black people. Watch this.
We can legislate justice.
Amen.
We can legislate healing. And we're certainly long overdue. And for those that would say we need to just get over it, that's interesting. When as a nation, you are benefiting right now from an economy that was built on the brutalized backs and the indignities and the horrors of chattel slavery and our African ancestors.
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie, but they say that, and then the blacks start repeating it. Well, we built this country. No, you didn't. You didn't build a stop sign. You didn't build a stop light. You didn't build nothing. And this woman is lying to you so that she can stay in office. And she's brutal. Oh, she makes it so dramatizing so that it can affect you emotionally. Black people, y'all need to move away from these people and build your own life. Become an individual again, because they're not going to set you free. They're going to keep you thinking that you're going to get something free. And they're doing it for personal gain. It's not about you. And there's this dumb one, so-called Representative Watson Coleman, stating black excellence scares Trump. He's going to say, or she, is it a man or woman there? She's going to say, black excellence scares Trump, Musk, and Stephen Miller. What black excellence? Where is black so excellent? Everything they do, they bring on destruction. They have not done anything, one thing, to make America great again. Nothing. So I don't know what she means by, unless they're excellent at destroying America. Watch this from X.
Black excellence scares Donald Trump. It scares Stephen Miller.
It scares.
And it scares Elon Musk.
I'm just so scared.
Because you know what? Deep down, they recognize their own mediocrity. And so they're doing everything they can to entrench the racial wealth gap.
So do you believe this female? You think Musk, Trump, or Stephen Miller is afraid of black people? Is there one thing about them that indicate they're afraid of black people? And especially so-called black excellence. Black excellence what? At robbing, stealing, and killing, and blaming? And dancing and singing? What are they excellent at? You dumb female up there lying? Black excellence. At what? Name me one thing that blacks are excellent at and is good for the country. Black people, stop falling for the crap. Stop it. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
What a spiritual battle, huh?
Yeah. Over on over on rumble.com/JC Lee Peterson, Commander Kim gave a Rumble rant. In my opinion, IMO, Elon Musk and J.D. Vance are including their kids in political events as a throwback to JFK, including his kids in photos, reminding citizens of the future and to have more babies, normalizing family, says Commander Kim.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's a very gracious take, Commander Kim.
Amazing.
Cash Daily on X says, when you posted, I encourage black people to stop identifying with being black.
Yes.
You're keeping yourself in misery and hell.
Yes.
This take is inconsistent, sir. For one, blacks aren't ever going to stop doing that.
And unfortunate.
And neither is anybody else. people have an identity. There is nothing wrong with
that. That's a problem.
There's nothing wrong with that in and of itself.
Yes, it is.
Where people mess up is where they fail to put God first in all things.
How are you going to put God first when you identify with something else? Your color or anything? How will you put God first? That's the problem. Human beings have false identity that they identify with, and they can never know God. So you're not putting God first. What the? Thank you, though. Thank you.
Great soup. Great questions, Cash Daily. Thank you. Commander Kim with another Rumble rant. J.D. Vance just addressed the Munich Security Council. He spanked them all. Called out their attack of Christians. Thought crimes, censorship, and mass migration. White people are coming back.
Donald Trump is making white great again. Is making white American great again. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Commander Kim. Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions, and then another, and then another, to Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
A very generous Based Nation Rumble rant. Get punched in the mouth with punchy coffee.
Punchy coffee is good. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store and get your punchy coffee. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Based Nation.
Yep.
Zylo says with the Rumble
Make
rant.
Make it white America great again. Thank you.
Zylo says, happy Friday, Jesse and gang. Also, happy Black History Month. The real history is prior to the woke civil rights movement. Strong right-wing men like Booker T. Washington and not Marxist MLK. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. And don't forget, white history is coming up in July. July is White History Month. July just feels white. What the? Thank you.
Calvin from Ohio bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Going to be nice to you today. I was very young when my great-grandparents died, so I don't know much about them. But learning more, I learned my great-grandmother, originally from Birmingham, great-grandfather, Kentucky, met each other in Ohio. You lie a lot, but one thing I agree on is someone from the inner city I do want to see our people get back to creating black wealth. Says Calvin.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right on, Calvin.
Amazing.
April bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, in my opinion, the VP has his family with him because of safety. The world right now is a bit crazy right now. Only my opinion, his wife and kids traveling with him may slow down soon. Let's wait and see, says April.
But they put, it seemed there would be more of a risk traveling around the country than they would them staying home and keeping security guard around the home. That woman needs to stay home with those little babies. She up there dragging these little kids up and down the road instead of staying home watching over JD's children. And JD need to make her stay home. What the? I can hear her now. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion bought a coffee. Jesse never taking any woman at a Michelin 5-star restaurant for Valentine's Day. I wouldn't even mind going to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles as long as it's with the great Jesse Lee Peterson. Hearts and coffee. Happy Valentine's, Jesse. Coffee didn't get here yet. I don't know if I did express.
Amazing. Happy Valentine's, CR, and many, many more. Nice. Thank you.
Frederick, if men can't tell their wives about their issues, who do they go to except God? A priest? Who else?
Only God. Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Spanky Spank. Psalm 51:5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. David acknowledges there in that verse he was born with a sinful nature, also known as forgive your mama.
Nice. Thank you. Every human being, if you want to be free, I don't care how much you read the Bible or don't read the Bible, you go to church or don't, atheist, whatever you call yourself, Allah, Allah, whatever, Jewish or Christian or whatever, if you don't forgive your mother and your earthly father, but especially the mother, you're not going to get into the kingdom of heaven. It ain't going to happen. You just have to pretend you're there, and you will still have no peace. Amazing. Thank you.
The particle son. The devil does not know God. Oh, I guess that's an answer to the biblical question. Does Satan know God?
Yeah.
He does know of God, but he doesn't know God.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Nikki, biblical question answer.
Does Satan know God?
No, Satan doesn't even know his self, and this ignorance separates him from the divine nature of God.
Amazing. Thank you.
She also says, morning.
Good morning. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
I think it's she. I think she corrected me saying it's a she.
Is this a she?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Charles bought her coffee. Hey, Jesse, you mentioned female counselors earlier. My sister's a counselor. She's the angriest person I know, and it comes from our mother and grandmother. I always think who in their right mind is getting counseling from her.
I know. I can't imagine men go to, even ladies, go to women for counseling. Even a female counselor is not going to point you in the right way. What the?
Yeah, it seems like everybody who gets into counseling, who's tempted to go into like their psychology field, is because they themselves are crazy and they want like help. And so they're kind of drifting towards learning about it through that.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chris bought a coffee. I don't need no job. All I got to do is stay present, forgive my mom, and God going to take care of me. I'll be Gucci. Happy Friday, fellas.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Antoinette, Jesse, today I'll be getting a thrill out of watching the Eagles Super Bowl victory parade. I just pray the mayor, Sherelle Parker, doesn't, that's Philadelphia, I guess, doesn't make a long mama's love speech. She's a beautiful woman who's doing a great job for the city of Philly, but you know they don't know when to shut up. Happy Valentine's Day. Go Birds.
Thank you.
Eagles.
That doesn't even sound right. The mayor, Sherelle.
What the? <I know. laughs> Thank you, Antoinette.
But thank you.
Nikki, five more coffees. Getting this off my chest because it's Friday. I strive each day to live beyond the feeling of separation. I also recognize the beauty in experiencing it. The gift of finding you in this lifetime being one of them.
Thank you. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Commander Kim, if I was a germophobe, like your panel of experts, no throw-up, spills, poopies, boogies, blood, sweat, and tears would ever get cleaned up. Nothing is dirtier than being a mom and wife. What the?
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
1776 Christians, biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Frederick, another question. If a man isn't supposed to tell his... Oh, no, I already read that one.
Yeah.
Calvin in Ohio... Maybe he gave two. Calvin in Ohio says, never, I take that back. Side eye, I'm really starting to get ashamed with how you use all the phrases, da blacks, as if the black community are second-class citizens. We came all the way from being called Negroes, yet you use phrases like that. It's distasteful, even for the figure-skating Joel. It's wrong, bruh. No matter how much I'm trying to like you, it's always two steps forward, 10 steps back.
Well, how's the blacks wrong?
I don't know. What's wrong with Negroes, too? It's just a word. It's just a name for them. But when you say the blacks.
But how would I mention if I'm talking about the blacks, how am I going to say the blacks if I don't say the blacks?
You should say black people.
But it still means the blacks.
I know. It's faster, and it's more stylish, and it's...
Amazing.
And it's also kind of indicates the certain type of black when you say the blacks. I like
thinking
it.
All that, but okay.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Misty, Wolf336, Armian, CEO of Based, and the rest of the supporters, as always. Shout out, of course, to the Rumble crew. Mike Young says, hey, Jesse and James, hey, speaking of the great white hope, what is you guys' best and worst picks for Trump's cabinet?
All the women are the worst.
I agree.
And the best are the men.
Yes.
I rest my case.
Boom. Thanks, Mike
Thank
Young.
You, Mike.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. So that one that you started to read again, yeah, it wasn't two, right? It was just one.
He might have double given it because we didn't read it. Right off the bat, so I'll double check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me go to Jim, my first time. Thank you all. Jim, my first time call out of St. Louis. Jim, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. It's great to talk with you.
Yes, sir.
I heard you talk about forgiving your mother.
Right.
You know, so my father was an alcoholic, and he pointed a gun at my mother and was abusive. And so at 2 years old, she left and got divorced. I never really knew my father that well. But I'm 51 years old now, and my life has really been through the washer, the ringer. And I have a child out of wedlock, and the baby mama won't let me see my child. And I got court coming up, and I found the light within myself. I was being attacked by demons in the middle of the night. And anyway, I want to ask you about what do I forgive my mother for?
For turning you away from your father and recreating her image. She pretended to be a victim. Oh, your father's an alcoholic. Your father pulled a gun on me. But she didn't tell you that she was a bitch and your father couldn't deal with her. And so your father left. And so she made you identify with her by trying to be a victim. So now you have her nature and you're not yourself. Your thoughts and all those emotions came from your mother. They're not you. They're not yours.
So I just forgive her for dragging me into her world, I guess.
Yes. And recreating you in her image. The hell that she was living in, she passed it on to you by imposing that on you.
Yeah, I just need a way to, so when I say it, it makes sense, and it's meaningful to me so that I get the release from the anger that I carry and, you know.
Well, when you see that you do have it, and then because anger is hatred. Hatred absolutely. Is judgment, playing God, right? And when you see you have it, you're going to realize you can't help yourself, and that will cause you to realize your mother could not help herself. Her mother did it to her, too. So when you apologize for resenting her, don't ask for forgiveness. You apologize for resenting her, and then God will forgive you, and he will give you a brand new heart. You will have a heart of perfect love instead of anger and fear.
Okay.
And don't have any expectation from her. If she apologizes, fine. If she doesn't, fine. If she tried to blame you and your father, fine. You just say, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. Leave her in her hell, and you are suffering because you have not forgiven her. And God will forgive you, man. He'll make you free. And do the silent prayer. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I was, believe it or not, I was ordained as a Buddhist monk, and I did it for 20 years.
What?
So I have a lot of experience. Yeah, I have a lot of experience with that sitting meditation, and so I've been doing the silent prayer.
But so you were a Buddhist monk with no peace?
Well, they don't have God. They don't have the love.
I noticed that every monk I met, Buddhist monk, they don't have peace. I'm like, why are you sitting there then?
You can have the peace, but it doesn't matter if it's like a false idol. If you don't have God in a relationship with that light.
You don't have peace. Even the peace is false if you don't have God. You have to have God's peace.
But there is something about some of the techniques they have about how you just sit down and quiet your mind.
Yeah.
And so I can take from that.
Well, go and forgive and you'll be free. And continue to do the silent prayer because you do want to learn to be still. Your real power is in being still and not reacting. And you will be free. Once you forgive, God's going to draw you into the kingdom, and that's where your peace is.
Right. And, boy, you sure see, I see the reaction in myself, but the demon just wants to engage you in that interaction of bickering and fighting.
Yes.
And pulls you back down to that separation.
That's your mother's nature in you. That's why God said, all who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. And so when you forgive your mother for running your father off, rebuilding her identity, God will forgive you, and then he's going to take the demons out of your mind and make you free.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it a go.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Mary from Spain. Real fast, Mary.
Hello, Jesse, I just wanted to answer your biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
I believe he does know him because at the end of the day, God made everything. you know? So he also made Satan. And because God knows better than us, he made Satan for a reason. And we don't know what is that reason.
So you believe Satan does know God?
Yes.
Okay. Mary, I appreciate that. I'm glad I was able to get you in. I'm out of time, but call me again, all right?
Yes, and can I add something to this?
No.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to buy a house, right?
Yes.
And I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm living day by day. So
yes.
Let's see. If it happens, good. If it doesn't, no problem.
That's right. Let me know how that goes, Mary. Call me back and tell me how it's going, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
I wish you well with that.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now. I'm out of time. What an amazing get it off your chest Friday. Get on that straight and narrow. Forgive your mothers, all people, men and women. And forgive your father for not protecting you from mama. He couldn't help her. He didn't know how to deal with her. That was his mama. He married his mama. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and practice staying present. And I'm telling you, there's no such thing as problems. You've been living an illusion. And you're delusional thinking that you exist. So overcome the illusion. Overcome thought. Thank you for your support. I'll see you on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting start at 11 a.m. rebuildingtheman.com/church. And you can donate there, too. Go to Hate is coming up. The Hate Report is coming up. And after the Hate Report, thefallestate.tv. And after that, The American Anchor, baby. I'm out of time. I'll see you on Sunday. And to the callers, Kristen out of Utah, Chris out of New York, Charles out of Michigan, and the person that's dropped, I'm out of time. I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing and increased all right. You are responsible for you. Drop your anger. There's never, ever, 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 but never a reason to be angry. And if anyone tell you that anger is good, and it's okay to be angry, but you got to control it, that's your enemy. Run, don't walk. Get away from that person really fast, or those people. Have a good weekend, folks. The Hate Report is coming up now. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah,
there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you,
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more,
most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.